Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
There's a story that happened locally that I think in a lot of ways underscores a great birthday that's happening today. And here with more of this sports shenanigan story is Kevin.
Thank you very much, Skin. Frisco police are investigating two incidents that have happened at the private Stonebriar Country Club up in Frisco. That's off Legacy and the tollway.
Mm-hmm.
Monday morning is when the first one happened, and then the second one happened Tuesday night. Officer Grant Cottingham, who's a police spokesman but also an officer, has said that damage from the incidents could total as much as $150,000.
What? Wait. What? Are they doing like donuts on greens and stuff?
Yeah, they took the golf carts from the golf cart barn and they drove all over the course.
Classic.
And
do we have footage of these teenagers?
No footage yet. So early Monday morning was the first one. Late Tuesday night was the second one. And we have a golf cart mystery in the DFW.
This is the sorriness of the teenager and the guy, the drunken early 20s guy.
Or is it sticking it to the man of the country club folks?
Well, let me just say, we've all been there. What'd you say?
What? I can't hear you.
I can't hear myself say that we've all been there.
I'm going to need you to pronounce it.
Are you saying that you've driven a golf cart on Stonebriar Golf Course?
Was that Spanish?
I'm not saying that I did that exact thing, but I'm saying I've done some similar things as a young man that I'm not proud of.
You tore up a golf course?
No. Now, we used to, because of the neighborhood where Berkner was, we used to sometimes, if there was parties in the neighborhood, wander out onto Sherrill Park.
Oh, no, the beautiful Sherrill Park.
It's one of America's finest munis.
Course one or course two?
That would have been course one. That would have been course. No. That would have been course two. That would have been course two. Yep.
Been out there on Sherrill Park late at night and, moon, you know, lit up by the moonlight up to some shenanigans. Back then we lived a couple streets over. I there was quite a few, flag holes that I had in my room.
Oh, it is a very, teenager thing to do, to go out there and cause. Now, $150,000 worth of damage.
Okay,
I think back to our age, that was about $75,000 worth of damage.
I never had the coconuts to try to take a golf cart, and I certainly would have known better than to do donuts or to damage the course.
Might be an inside job.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Maybe as someone, an employee there working for the summer?
I'm thinking it's a kid.
Lifeguard?
I'm thinking it's a kid that's whose parents live in that neighborhood, and he's wealthy. And he probably, you know, wandered out there and knew how to get back in there. Like, they're members of the club because they live in that neighborhood and they got dough.
You know, I used to get in trouble if I took my dad's golf cart to the only golf course. It was a 9-hole course. But if I drove my, like, I would get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just, like, not allowed. Like, and the old people there would say, hey, I saw you. Word gets around. I saw Kevin was riding your golf cart. And then Dad's like, did you take the cart out today? And I'm like, nope. He goes, they said you did. Are you lying? Yeah, I was. Okay, it busted. But I had some buddies of mine who got into, like, their parents didn't care. And they would, yeah, they would go tear up the golf course. It wasn't nothing on a 9-hole golf course. Now, a lot of times in the summer, not a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Course wasn't in great shape.
Oh,
it's not
yeah.
a private course like Stonebriar. One of my buddies took a dump in the golf hole.
Oh, sir.
Yeah.
Sir. Wow.
But at the time, the old guys there, I mean, let's be honest, the old guys there were jerks to the kids. They didn't like the kids playing on the golf course.
Who likes kids playing on the golf course? What are you talking about?
It's a public 9-hole course in a town of 3,000 people. You don't have the right to act all hottie-totty.
Wait. Are you playing pickup, are you playing like sandlot football on the golf course? You're saying playing golf.
Playing golf.
But are you playing like idiots?
No, we were good.
No, I think you were playing like idiots. And why would they care? It's just youth discrimination?
They just didn't like it.
I don't buy that.
No, they liked having the course to themselves.
I don't buy that.
And they also didn't like that sometimes the kids would walk and they would see that as like... I remember one time this old guy came up to me and he goes, him and his wife, okay, and me and my cousin are walking and we're ahead. We're ahead of him by about a hole. We're about to let him play through on the next hole, but we want to finish the hole we're on. And he had like this weird accent and he was like, let us play through. And I was like, who are you, old man? Just give me about 3 minutes and you can play through. There was a lot of tension. So I think this is the young man taking down the rich old guy. That's
seems
what I
like
think
you're
this
just
is.
Living something out.
I kind of
right
support
there.
This. Okay. I support this.
Yeah. You're supporting the
but
your
also,
own fantasy.
I hope we find
did any of the did any of the suburbanites that are listening ever do this when they were a high school kid? Go to the unfinished development and throw a party?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Worst what? Thing, yeah, for sure, throwing parties. Yeah, that was a common occurrence up in Spring Park. There was a time, I was a little kid, and there was a house being built in our neighborhood, and they first put up the wood on the foundation, and then they would put up, like, it was almost like styrofoam coolers is the material that was...
Insulation?
Well, it wasn't like sheetrock. There would be like a layer of like a styrofoam cooler or something between the wood. It was like a material like that they would put up and then they'd build around it. It was in some sort of insulation, mm-hmm. right? But it was like the top of a throwaway cooler. Like you get at 7-Eleven and put your beer in or whatever. And it's that material.
And styrofoam?
It was like a styrofoam type mm-hmm. thing. And me and my buddy, who's now Skin's accountant, we went through that house. And we just played like karate and we would punch holes and we punched holes and we didn't really think about we were destroying anything, but we were real little, like fifth grade.
Yeah.
And we just did it and they were like, man, this is probably not good. Let's get out of here.
You guys were the original stepbrothers.
Yeah. And then it immediately came home to roost.
Real quick, Ben, yep. Autoflex Leasing fan text. The 214, when I was in middle school, some of my friends who lived on Walnut Creek Country Club in Mansfield got some weed killer and poured it in the shape of a huge dong. To this day, one of the best pranks in Mansfield history.
Golly. Well, that's a pretty bold statement there.
That wasn't doink. That was a dong.
I wouldn't mind power ranking the pranks of Mansfield.
All right, Shippy, give me a little music here, because while we're on the topic of golf, we should probably celebrate that today is the 39th anniversary of the greatest sports movie of all time.
Yeah. Sandlot.
Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get late.
I'm talking about made for adults.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. I'm talking about Caddyshack. I'm talking about greatest sports movies made for adults. Like, okay. If you want a movie for kids or something, yeah. And
all the Air Bud movies.
The dog's crazy, or hey, this horse plays third base.
That's a monkey, sir. It's
yeah.
Ed.
Yeah.
He's a monkey.
Yeah. I'd be into that horse movie.
I pulled up a list of the greatest sports movies of all time, and let's debate whether or not Caddyshack should be on that, all right? At number 42 on this list, and this is from Business Insider, they factored in a bunch of different things, like the Rotten Tomatoes score and what the movie grossed and all sorts of things. So they've got at 42, Hoosiers. All right?
Mm-hmm. Hoosiers, good movie.
Yeah. Really good movie. What are you talking about? You're a basketball guy. You don't like it?
No, I like Hoosiers.
And never sound like it.
Not a big fan.
I mean, I like it more than Blue Chips.
I like Hooters.
Golly.
A little too much Gene Hackman.
Too much Gene Hackman. There's not enough Gene Hackman in this world, sir.
Yeah, Kevin.
At number 37, The Color of Money.
Huh? Okay, that's a pool movie. Green.
Paul Newman, Tom Cruise.
It's no Hustler, but it's a great sequel.
Yeah. Number 36, Jerry Maguire.
What?
He's an agent.
It's okay.
That's a rom-com, isn't it?
It's pretty good. But it's pretty good. Yeah, it gave you a good look at the sports agent world. Yeah.
35, I, Tanya. Did y'all see the Tanya Harding story?
I have not seen that.
I wanted to see that.
I bet it's great, man.
I told you that my wife, she once called me the white Sinbad.
Mm-hmm. But she nailed it.
So I called her the white Tanya Harding.
The white Tanya Harding.
Guys, 33, the most boring movie ever made that Skin's about to praise. Chariots of Fire.
That should be in the top five.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
That and Breaking Away should both be in the top five.
The day you guys forced me to watch that scene. Yeah.
Let me pull it up.
Look at how great it is. I was like, when's anything going to happen?
Now, when you drink your tea and you're watching this, hold your pinky straight up.
This movie's so good. You guys need to get down with Sir John Gielgud and recognize his greatness.
I don't think
good.
So.
I'd rather get down with Sir John Feelgood. guys, let's go to number 28. Shout out to the Metroplex at number 28, greatest sports movies of all time, North Dallas 40.
Oh!
Go Dallas.
That would really resonate with the kids.
It's one of those I've heard of, but never really got around to.
Well, I'm 100 years old. When I saw it, I was like, man, this movie feels really old.
Yep. Let's move on to... Wow, a lot of these are bad. I'm just going to... 24.
Bad in your opinion, sir.
24, Riding Giants.
What is
Riding Giants?
That's a adult porn, film.
You mean Little Giants?
Let's see. 22, The Wrestler.
Mickey Rourke. Yeah, it's got Marissa Tomei in it, and I love her.
21, Foxcatcher.
That's
great. Fantastic.
It's so dark.
Yeah, oh Steve Carell, Mark Ruffalo, and Channing Tatum.
True story.
Really, really good acting in that. Number 20, One Day in September. Did y'all see that?
That's a documentary about
the kidnapping of Israeli athletes at the 72 Olympics.
Wow. Yeah, I never saw that.
Number 19, Sugar, a drama about a young baseball pitcher from the Dominican Republic trying to make it to the major leagues.
Is that the one where Dennis Quaid's an old guy?
That's the rookie.
18, Touching the Void.
That's about John Voight.
It's about KT's first interaction with a female. number 17, Creed.
Didn't get around.
Heard it's great.
I haven't seen
Michael B. Jordan. Heard it's great.
Number 16, The Bad News Bears.
Awesome.
The original.
God, does it stand up?
I like the Billy Bob Thornton version.
No.
Yeah. No.
The original is so good.
Number 15, The Happiest Day in the Life of Ollie Mackey.
What?
I don't know.
Probably best day in my probably life.
Hold on. Training for a shot at the world featherweight title. Number 14, When We Were Kings.
That's a documentary about the Rumble in the Jungle.
Yep. Number 13, the King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters.
That movie's awesome, dude.
It's not a sports movie.
I don't know if a pool movie is a sports movie. Dude, so is this. God. That movie's great.
Paranoid Park. It's a drama about a young skateboarder who's drawn into the investigation of a murder in a Portland skate park.
Kind of reaching now.
Number 11, they're not reaching as they get into the top 10. Number 11, Tyson, a documentary about Mike Tyson, one of the most complicated figures in sports.
I didn't realize documentaries were going to be such a big part of this list.
Yes.
Okay, then let me guess. Hoop Dreams is in the top 5.
Number 10, Red Army. Never heard about the documentary about the Soviet Union hockey team.
Yep.
Number 9, great sports movie. These are the greatest sports movies of all time, according to Business Insider. The Black Stallion.
That movie is awesome. And I bet I think that's Francis Ford Coppola, maybe. That movie really had an impact on me as a kid. That movie was great.
Saw it at Richardson Square Mall. Number 8, Lagan, Once Upon a Time in India. I haven't heard of this one.
I'm looking for like the Water Boy and stuff.
Number 7, Offside. Number 6, Million Dollar Baby.
Okay, I never got around to seeing it. Once I found out that she died, I was
puts Mama in a corner or something?
No, that's Dirty Dancing.
I'm really disappointed with this list. I'm going to fast forward to number 3. All right, number 5.
Yep.
Just say it.
Murder Ball.
What?
Murder Ball, the story of the 2004 U.S.-Canadian Paralympics wheelchair rugby teams.
Oh, my God.
Number 4, Downhill Racer. Robert Redford portrays an ambitious American downhill skier.
Yes, that's like 1978 or 70, maybe earlier than that.
Best sports movies ever. Number 3, Breaking Away.
That movie is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
So good.
Drama centering around four friends in the summer. after high school graduation as they prepare for the town's annual bike race and the rest of their lives.
And KT would love it because he loves Home Alone, and it's got Daniel Stern in it, mm-hmm. and it's also got Dennis Quaid in it. That movie is kick-ass.
The fact that you like Daniel Stern says everything about your taste in movies.
Jan, you never saw Heavyweights.
It's true.
You never saw Bushwhacked either. That's a great movie.
Well, fair point. Number two, film. Raging Bull.
So good.
I mean,
so
Scorsese drama working. Follows Jake LaMotta as he takes his fair share of hits in and out of the ring.
And that was in like 1980, and that's the one where De Niro lost like 65 pounds.
Man, this list sucks. I'm not seeing Field of Dreams. So, I'm not seeing Bull one? Durham. Number one, Hoop Dreams.
Told ya.
Two young basketball stars from the inner city of Chicago attempt to navigate through the trappings of poverty to basketball glory. Obviously, it was a good movie. It's not the greatest sports movie of all time, sir.
That's
number one is Caddyshack.
Yes.
Number two is Field of Dreams. Number three is Bull Durham.
Field of Dreams overrated.
Space Jam.
Space Jam. Space and Jam's well, awesome. If you're talking about the Space movies Jam's made awesome. For kids under the age of 10, then Sandlot, Space Jam, all mm-hmm. those cartoons.
I'm going to be a kid forever.
Yep.
Why are you taking a dump on The Natural?
Okay.
Thank you. Wow. The Natural.
The Natural.
Number two.
A
best
snooze fest. Yeah.
Second best sports movie of all time, The Caddyshack.
Great movie to catch a nap to. Yeah, I agree.
I like that part where he bleeds.
Wow.
That part is cool, where he starts bleeding through his shirt.
Yeah. Shut up. Don't compliment
that.
So
hold on here. So I just came up like here. So Bull Durham, I agree with you.
Is this the Today game now?
Bull Durham. Okay, so The Sandlot's not on there.
Dude, we're getting great nominees from our listeners. They're texting in for The Love of the Game.
Oh, I see White Man Can't Jump on there, Benny.
The Game's good.
Cool Runnings.
Oh, yeah.
Cool Runnings is okay.
Is For the Love of the Game the one where Kevin Costner's a sports talk show host?
John C. Reilly is his catcher. He's pitching a perfect game for the Tigers. And in all 9 innings, it's his whole life.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm surprised 8 Men Out wasn't.
But Semi-Pro is awesome.
A good movie.
Blades of Glory is awesome. Waterboy. Ed. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Ed?
Actually.
What is Ed?
Ed.
Ed, yeah.
The monkey plays
donkey.
Third base.
Come on, dude.
Minor Leagues, Major Friendship, Ben.
Unbelievable.
He knows the tagline for the movie.
I am a monkey fan.
Thank you, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow at your State of the Art. Yeah, oh, that's
King
a good
amazing.
Movie. That is a really good
that's
movie.
That's a top two.
Shout out to
I
the great.
I watched that while I was driving.
Shout out to the great Ern McCracken.
The Replacements.
Yeah.
Guys. Gene Hackman.
Coming up next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.